Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today is day one of our music segments being 100% Christmas. And this month, I'm sharing some devotional thoughts centered around the carols of Christmas as found on the website Bible.com. Today's hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we've heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. What inspires awe in you? What things cause you to become speechless when you see them? Is it the sight of a family member you haven't seen in years? Is it visiting a majestic place like a mountain or a historical place like the ancient pyramids of Egypt? The night Christ was born was the most monumental and awe-inspiring event that's ever occurred in human history, as God sent His one and only Son to earth so that we could ultimately have eternal life. There has not been an event in history before or after Christ's birth that resulted in such celebration that the angels themselves made their physical presence known and their voices heard in song. Can you imagine how the shepherd's jaws must have dropped at the sight and sounds of the angels? That moment was so majestic that we probably cannot fully comprehend what it was like, because honestly, none of us have encountered such a sight. It seems like people tend to have fewer experiences these days of complete awe. Technology has brought so much of the world to our living rooms and fingertips that we can see anything we want and feel like we are anywhere we want to be. Unfortunately, most of us probably have fewer awe-inspiring moments with God than we should. Our relationship with Him often becomes too comfortable and even ordinary. This Christmas, make an attempt to regain those awe-inspiring moments with God. Strive to make your relationship with Him something so inspiring that it causes you to rejoice like the angels did. Don't let your relationship with Him be ordinary, but rather make it extraordinary. Questions? Think about some awe-inspiring moments you've had with God. How have those moments transformed you? What changes do you need to make in your life so that you can start having more awe-inspiring moments with God? And that's the devotional found on the website Bible.com, Angels We've Heard on High. If you enjoy listening to WRVM, please know that we need your help to finish this fiscal year in the black. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or give online at our website, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.